Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, the run into the most exciting season in the history of football is underway. The mighty Reds are in the hunt for 4 trophies and we have got that covered from all angles, whether it's pre-game.
There are big similarities between United and Liverpool because of the history and the success and the demand to be the best.
Post-game, when Liverpool got better in the second half, it came because we unleashed Andy Roberts.
A plus. Yes, excellent work in the XG goal timeline graph.
Documentaries.
So why not take a trip back in time with me now as we look at the story of a crew.
Features. And interviews.
Yeah, I played against him in I think it was just after lockdown. We played Blackburn and played Liverpool at Anfield.
There has never been a better time to join Red Men Plus and get yourself more Red Men content, more cultural features, closer access to the city of Liverpool, the club, and the vibes on the streets of Liverpool as we head towards an unprecedented end to the 2022 season. What a ride it has been. Come and join us over on redmenplus.com. It is a streaming service built specifically for Liverpool fans, and we want you over there, whether you like video content or podcast content. We have got you covered in your native podcasting app. There are 2 tiers available. Club Captain gets you access to all of the content, but if you want more, if you want to get closer to the Red Men TV team, then you can join as a club legend, get access to our Discord group, and don't forget there's also a whole bunch of extra perks, including free merchandise. Oh yes, and live show tickets as well. Red Men Plus, the best independent Liverpool media streaming service on the planet today. Get involved. Head to redmenplus.com. This is a big win. Liverpool get this over the line.
Come on.
Pounding his chest. Dubravka takes the goal kick.
Yes!
And there it is! Newcastle 0, Liverpool 1. That is the full-time whistle. The Reds go top of the Premier League for the next, 3 to 5 hours at the very, very least. It was tough at times, but by and large, a dominant Liverpool performance, not quite reflected ultimately in the scoreline, Chris Pajak.
Yeah, look, that was tough for me to watch the last sort of 10, 15 minutes there, because at 1-0, I'm never going to feel truly confident. I believe in this side, I believe in everything they can do, but it did feel like we lost a little bit of rhythm after the substitutes came on. We take Hendo, we take Milner off. They were playing so well that they were sort of controlling the middle of the park, weren't they? I don't think we ever really got that control back. But what we did from, you know, minute one to Newcastle, we gave them the first 5 minutes. We saw our way into the game and we started to dominate Newcastle. We had the better chances, all told. We were the better side. We probably deserved to win by more goals.
Yes.
Some shocking refereeing decisions, yes, to be honest with you, yeah, throughout that game. And I don't normally moan about refereeing decisions. We don't actually, it's not something me and you do a lot of. But for me, that was a really bad refereeing decision. Under the circumstances, 12:30 kickoff after a midweek Champions League game, just getting the 3 points against a resurgent Newcastle is massively important.
Completely, and it's interesting that I think the ebb and flow of the game, when as the eyeball test, I've got the momentum graph up, and they have a good flurry at the start of the game, and not quite as consistent. What more consistent, but not as impactful at the start of the second. But it's a game dominated by Liverpool from start to finish. And you mentioned that. It's Liverpool's finishing does us on the day, ultimately. Salah right toward the end there. I mean, I'm not saying we can't know because he doesn't even get the shot away with his right foot, but get the shot away with your right foot. Mane puts a great one inside the 18-yard box, wide of the post. Jota batters one down the goalkeeper's
Should have played
throat.
It to Diaz.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, you know, I can think of at least maybe two or three.
We had 10 shots on target and scored one goal.
Do you want to go through the
yeah,
the
65% possession, 24 shots to 4. 10 shots on target to 2 shots on target, 10 shots off target to 1 shot off target, 4 block shots to their 1. We had 6 corners, they didn't have 1. They had 9 offsides, 9 offsides they had. We had 2 big chances, one of them was missed. One counter attack was shot. So you can see there, just in that, we've absolutely done them there. I mean,
Simon.
The other one that we've got here, apologies, is the info goal stuff, which is really interesting. They didn't have a shot
Simon.
Inside of our half. Inside of our penalty area. You can't see it on the screen, but we've got like 4 shots. There we go. We've got 4 shots all miles outside the penalty area.
Yeah.
So like that, if that's all Newcastle are doing at home against us, then we've defended really, really yes. well. And there's no need for me to be so stressed for the last 15 minutes. We should have just looked at that. Look at Liverpool's.
Just to describe for podcast listeners, small red dots or peppered all around there.
Literally, that's what happens when you pepper something. It goes flying all over the place. That's what Liverpool did. You know, not enough in really great things, but the biggest ones really for me were that Jota one and obviously the goal that we scored. But Liverpool did enough there. And thankfully, the pressure is now on City because this is where the pressure comes in. It's these games towards the end of the season. Hopefully Leeds can do us a favour tonight, Paul.
Yeah, I absolutely, completely agree on that. But the point is that it goes on. We've earned the right for this to continue to go on, for the fight to continue. You're right, the pressure is on them now. And they'll look at the Man City. So the people watching will listen to this after the fact, and the City will have done what they normally do. They'll have just gone and gotten a win. Because Leeds are shite, let's be perfectly honest. You know, it'll be noisy. They'll definitely have a go at it because they've got a reason to. And Jesse Marsh wants them playing football. But Leeds ultimately are shite, and they should be able to comfortably get what they need from it. But the point is that Liverpool have done what they can do. You can't control what other teams do, and we can't control what happens with Manchester City. So, yeah, great. Liverpool have gone and won another game of football. We're unbelievable, Chris. You know, remember the days.
Are we on 82 points now?
I can't remember, but remember the days when you used to talk about like the European hangover. Yeah. So you play midweek and therefore it was like you drop points or you'd struggle or whatever. I know we only won 1-0, but to your point, Newcastle are surging, great atmosphere from the Geordies as you'd expect there. And on the balance of the whole play, we absolutely battered.
We still have a European hangover, don't get me wrong. It's just on a Thursday, not the game day.
Yeah.
You can have your European hangover when you're resting on a Thursday. As long as you turn up on Saturday, and this is it, we make 5 changes for that game. Everyone was whinging about the side beforehand online and stuff like that. That's why you make them. You said it right before the game started. Jürgen's put out the weakest side with the most rotation that he can do, that he thinks is going to get the victory. It got the victory. In fact, when he brought the other lads on at the end, I actually thought the side was better than he started with against them. I thought they were stronger. They were more in the rhythm of the game and stuff like that. So he's done his job again. And once again, Jürgen proving that he can work in a circus, the plates that he is spinning at the moment. Every single time he's making changes. And it's so easy to make a wrong decision, and he's not. He's making the right decision time and time again. Another 3 points in the bag, and I don't care who you're playing. Pressure tonight, Manchester City. Yes, City are a better side than Leeds. Yes, 9 times out of 10, Manchester City are going to win the game. But the pressure that Liverpool put on them is the only thing we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott T in our club legend Discord here saying Gomez 10 out of 10 today, world class. And we were joking about before. There's a few people. I don't know if that's slagging, but not confident or not happy with Gomez being selected, which I just think's nonsense. I think he's just a really, really good footballer. It's underrated. And I know the idea of putting centre-halves to right-back doesn't normally thrill us because we've seen that happen, and it's normally a sign that of a weakness in your squad. Joe Gomez is such a technically good footballer, and you know, how many dangerous moments he was a huge part of today. I thought it was a brilliant game. Did you say him? He was your.
He was my man in the match. Yeah, it was between him and James Milner. I saw James Milner obviously got it, didn't he? I'm actually going to see if I can find how many crosses he put in because he was superb, wasn't he? See all crosses there.
To your point on Milner and Gomez, though, as we said in the build-up, we did the team news reaction and people wanted to talk about Milner and they wanted to talk about Gomez because they are deemed the two weakest links in that side. And, you know, again, Joe Gomez is if he's not world-class right now, he's not far off You know, when he plays games of football, particularly centre-half, I think he is. And James Milner has been everywhere, played everywhere, done everything. He's an absolutely brilliant footballer all round. And if they are the so-called weakest links in a Liverpool side out there, then we are spoiled.
Yeah,
we are spoiled for quality.
Yeah, I pulled up the crosses to try and prove a point about how good Joe Gomez was, and he completed, according to this, none of six.
Yeah.
Now, he definitely got one to Luis Diaz in the first half that I remember. Yeah. He definitely, they maybe just passes maybe rather than crosses or something, because I can remember two or three that did go to a red shirt.
In the second half, there's the one he cuts back to Luis Diaz.
And Diaz doesn't lose the ball, doesn't he? So, you know, but James Milner completed three or four crosses, and Andy Robertson only one of four there as well. But I thought Joe Gomez, as you rightly say, mate, our squad's boss, and if we think these are the shittest players in it, then we're all idiots.
No, I completely agree. We're absolutely fantastic, and yeah, not one of those games. And I said, you know what did I say pre-game?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Liverpool were playing for the right for us to never talk or think about this game ever again, because it's Newcastle. If we're going to win, you need to just win this game. It's not a derby, and it's not one with, a historical one with everything on the line.
It's hard for that because of this,
yeah, exactly,
isn't it?
You know, and that's why I think it was good that the whole atmosphere thing was good for Liverpool to go and survive that. It's actually not bad prep for Villarreal,
yeah,
because it's another away game where their fans are going to be absolutely up for it, party atmosphere, they're going to have all the flags and banners out and all that kind of stuff, and that will definitely help us as far as prep goes. But that's it. I mean, we've got the fan reactions coming up after this. We're going to be doing player ratings, and we're going to be doing instant match reaction over on Redmen Plus for a bit more in-depth chat over this game, of course. But, you know, we'll do that. We'll do final word, and then we'll move on to Villarreal, and Liverpool will continue to tick on. And in an ideal world, City will stumble. If not, just the idea of them having to go and put more exertion into things. They've got a huge, huge, like, really, really tough game against Real Madrid to come in the midweek as well. Like, so who knows? I'd say anything's very possible for Liverpool at this point. Jonathan Cook with a £5 super chat is talking of rotation. Gomez, Milner and Naby, possibly the three best on the day. It's a really good point. I think he's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we still get to bring Thiago in, we still get to bring Fabinho in, we still get to bring Salah in, and they've all got a little bit more in the tank ready to go for whatever comes next. Job done, as far as I'm concerned. Right, sound. Your reactions to come. If you're a YouTube member, you can use the YouTube live chat. If you want to tweet us at the Redmen TV, you can. There'll be a tweet out, I'm presuming that Steve will have done this, where you just give your match reaction. And if you're a club legend, you can use the live show chat channel on our club legend Discord as well to give all of your thoughts and more on this Liverpool performance. Another massive 3 points in the bag. The quadruple hopes live on for another few days. And yeah, what a wonderful time to be a Liverpool fan. Up the Reds.